Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, breezy, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, cooler, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 20s. And Friday, mostly sunny skies, around 40. Right now, it's 28.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a man whose body was found in Arcadia, Kansas, was actually killed in Kansas City, Missouri. Crawford County authorities found the body on January 13th at the home of 37-year-old Nicholas Adam Carrillo. Deputies went to the property after receiving a tip that a body was there. Carrillo fled when the body was discovered. He was arrested last Friday. The KBI announced yesterday the victim was reported missing to the Kansas City, Missouri police. They have not released the victim's identity. Security at the Kansas State House has increased this week after the FBI warned of possible threats at all 50 state capitals. State Senate President Ty Masterson says he appreciates the extra security and work is still getting done.
We're still trying to figure out what's going on with the vaccine rollout and things like that. So there was business happening, but it was at a minimal level.
Extra patrols and security around the Capitol grounds continue today. Mid-America Network News.
KBS, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jade Crater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Police in Garden City asking for the public's help after mail was stolen from a postal truck. Police say it happened last Thursday morning as police were dispatched to a location in Garden City, and upon arrival, they met with a U.S. Postal Service worker who said he left his truck locked, and upon returning, all the mail yet to be delivered was missing. Police say residents who were expecting mail on or around January 14th should contact the sender to ensure it was sent. Police also warning residents to be on the lookout for potentially fraudulent activity when receiving or cashing checks. Our news partners at Cake TV report anyone with possible information is requested to contact the Garden City Police Department. An anonymous couple from Kansas has pledged a $3.5 million estate gift to Wichita State Foundation. The university announced yesterday that the money will be used to endow a scholarship fund for students who show financial need. Those who qualify will be blessed with up to half of the cost of their tuition paid. Mid-America Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The mayor of Hastings says he has been admitted to a hospital after experiencing severe symptoms he attributed to a coronavirus infection. Mayor Corey Stute issued a statement yesterday through the city saying that he was taken Monday to a Hastings hospital after an incident that included a fall, seizure, and an irregular heartbeat, as well as bleeding on the brain. The 39-year-old Stute was being treated in the hospital's ICU and said in the statement he expected to recover. Stute attributed the problems to long-term effects of his COVID-19 infection. A Nebraska lawmaker has introduced a bill that would declare Election Day a state holiday and automatically register eligible residents as voters when they renew their driver's licenses. The measure by Senator Elliot Bostar of Lincoln follows a handful of states that have made it a holiday to help ensure working people get a chance to vote. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County active COVID cases down again slightly to 36 active cases as of Tuesday, with two hospitalizations and no additional related fatalities. Washington County had risen to 21 active cases as of last Friday, with five hospitalizations. Nemahal County is down to 15 active cases with no hospitalizations as of Monday, with no additional related fatalities. Vaccine distribution continues as area first responders and nursing home patients join frontline health care workers previously immunized. Additional vaccine protocols will designate other groups as additional doses are received, but it may be spring before the broader general public is vaccinated. Community Memorial Healthcare has implemented a readiness hotline, and residents are encouraged to call and leave a voicemail with the name, date of birth, contact number, and primary care physician for the caller, in order to help local officials develop a list of those interested as vaccines become available. It's not known if CMH, the county health departments, or both will handle the process, but the hotline helps determine priorities for planning purposes. That hotline number is 562-4474. Again, 562-4474. As well, free COVID tests are now available at the Marshall County Health Department for residents Monday through Thursday mornings, 8:30 till 1. Tests are available if symptoms are showing or not. For additional details, contact the office at 562-3485. District Magistrate Judge Paul Motti retired in Washington County last week. He served 14 years on the bench after appointment in early 2007 to the post previously held by Terry Taylor. Motti was a local attorney for some 38 years prior to accepting the judgeship, dedicating a total of 52 years to the law and judicial system. His final day was January 11th. Four nominees have been listed for consideration with the 12th Judicial District Nominating Commission to meet this Friday for interviews. They include Jason Korst of Hanover, a Beatrice probation officer, Allison Kern of Washington, court services officer for Marshall County serving the 22nd District, Christopher McFadden of Clifton, Washington County Sheriff's Deputy, and Gail Motti of Washington, an administrative assistant in the 12th Judicial District. Interviews will be accessible to the public via YouTube Friday morning. The 12th District serves Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Republic, and Washington counties. An injury accident was reported last Friday in Nemahal County shortly after 5 p.m. Barbara Talkington of Oneida lost control on K-187 Highway just north of 136th Road and went into the ditch. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. An injury accident was reported last Thursday in Washington County. Larry Stoker of Washington was involved with the county public works vehicle he was driving that left the roadway and overturned onto its side on Victory Road, just east of 27th Road. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital. President Trump last week signed into law a bill changing the name of the Homestead National Monument of America to Homestead National Historic Park. The name change, approved by Congress last November, does not change operations at the site located just northwest of Beatrice.
Walter R. Stumpf, age 90, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away January 15th. Private family service is planned Saturday with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Walter Stumpf. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. Tomorrow, ham and beans, egg salad sandwich, sliced carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Get glam with Prompalooza. This Saturday and Sunday, Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore is having the largest prom event of the year with new lines from Studio 17, The Secret Dress, and Too Cute Prom. Shop from over 400 prom dresses. Sign up for door prizes, including a grand prize featuring a photo shoot. Don't miss Prompalooza this weekend at Diane's Dresses, Etc., helping you sparkle for less.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest, and we're seeing nice southwesterly flow of winds, which is bringing us some much warmer temperatures as we head through the day. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through tonight, bringing us a little bit cooler temperatures for tomorrow. We'll still see sunny skies and another dry cold front that will push through Thursday night, and that's going to bring us some cooler temperatures as we head into Friday. We're watching a low pressure system. They'll be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend. That could bring some chances for some scattered rain and snow across the Midwest. So across the area, sunny, breezy, mid to upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts at 30. Tonight, clear skies, mid 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 20s. And Friday, sunny, around 40. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-January 41, record high on this date 72, the average low 17, the record low is 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening 5:34. 28 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17, I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
The Pelicans come up short, and Patrick Mahomes' status for Sunday. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Zion Williamson logged his second straight 30-point game last night, but it wasn't enough to stop the Utah Jazz.
Conley driving right hand, gets cut off, bounces for cutting Donovan and laid it up and in.
The call on KZNS, the Jazz win it, 118-102, their sixth straight victory. Donovan Mitchell scored 28 points and 7 boards. Rudy Gobert added 13 points and 18 rebounds. Baseball hot stove. After 6 seasons, outfielder George Springer is leaving the Astros for the Toronto Blue Jays, signing a 6-year, $150 million contract. ESPN's Jeff Passan on why the 3-time All-Star is heading north.
George Springer is the second big free agent after Hyunjin Ryu last year to say, we love this core.
with Bo Bichette and with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and with Teoscar Hernandez and Alejandro Kirk, and you can go player after player. It's going to be a dangerous offense.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is making meaningful progress from the concussion he suffered in Sunday's AFC divisional round game. He's expected to practice today, but he still remains in the NFL's concussion protocol, and it's too soon to tell if he'll be cleared for this weekend's AFC championship game against the Buffalo Bills. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler.
A team source told me that the Chiefs are cautiously optimistic that Patrick Mahomes can return. He's feeling good. He's had no major setbacks in the process, but they want to make sure he clears a few stages first. He has to go through non-contact drills. He also has to be cleared for contact by both the team and an independent neurologist. So mainly they just need to gauge how much exertion he can go through without issue.
And according to ESPN, the Atlanta Dream is close to being sold. At least five bidders have expressed interest in buying the WNBA franchise. And soon-to-be former Senator Kelly Loeffler is expected to have no association with the team once the sale is finalized. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville boys defeat Jackson Heights, tipping off the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville 40, Jackson Heights 26. While Atchison defeated St. Mary's Academy 41-40, St. Mary's took Hiawatha 60-42. In the Twin Valley League Girls Division Consolation Action Tuesday, Lynn beat Axtell 53-23. Troy took Onega 42-41. In boys play, Washington County over Blue Valley 61-37. The Valley Heights Lynn game canceled due to COVID protocol. A makeup game with Valley Heights Axtell boys is planned Friday at 4:30 at Onega. Centralia boys will withdraw from the tournament due to COVID issues. Clifton Clyde receives a bye to advance to the boys' championship Saturday. Girls semifinals are Thursday at Frankfort. Boys Friday at Onega. We'll have live continuing coverage on KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farm groups are applauding incoming President Biden's pick for USDA Deputy Secretary. Biden has announced the nomination of Dr. Jewel Brunaugh to the post. Brunaugh, in 2018, appointing to Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services Commissioner. She's also served as Virginia State Executive Director for USDA during the Obama administration. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said Dr. Brunaugh's nomination, as well as the nomination of Tom Vilsack for Ag Secretary, shows that President Biden carefully considering the challenges facing the nation's farmers. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said under Dr. Jewel Brunaugh's leadership, USDA will be in good hands. He said as the first black woman to hold the position, Dr. Brunaugh will bring an important perspective to USDA. She has more than 20 years of experience in food and ag issues. If confirmed, she'll be the first black woman to hold the second-in-command position at USDA. Well, USDA yesterday announced further changes to the Livestock Risk Protection Insurance Plan to take effect today for crop year 2021 and succeeding crop years. The changes, part of the last-minute regulatory push by the Trump administration. Outgoing Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Barbary said the changes are a direct reflection of the feedback and will improve LRP coverage for producers in 2021 and beyond. USDA says the improvements include increasing livestock head limits for feeder and fed cattle to 6,000 head per endorsement or 12,000 head annually, and swine up to 40,000 head per endorsement or 150,000 head annually. Those changes announced modify the requirement to own insured livestock until the last 60 days of the endorsement. USDA is also increasing the endorsement length of swine up to 52 weeks, creating a new feeder cattle and swine type to allow unborn livestock to be insured. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
market update from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we did salvage some positive news for Kansas City wheat on Tuesday. Corn and soybeans did not. March corn down 5.5 at 526. May corn down 6.5 at 528.25. Soybeans had a tough day all the way around. March beans down 31 at 1385.75. May beans down 31.5 at 1383.25. March soybean meal down 1270 at 450.50. May down 1150 at 447. March bean oil was 15 points lower at 41.70. May down 30 at 41.49. So not a lot of positives in the soy complex. Kansas City wheat was up, then it crashed for a while, and then struggled back up. March KC wheat finished up 1 at 644. May KC wheat up 1 at 647. Chicago wheat was lower in the front months. And Minneapolis wheat managed to rally at the close as well. So an interesting day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. In the livestock complex, we saw mixed numbers. February live cattle up 55 at 113.32. April up 115 at 119.35. The back months were all in the red. March feeder cattle up 97 at 136.80. April feeders up $1.30 at 136.90. So not such a bad day for cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, didn't have a good day. February hogs at 66.47, down 145. April hogs at 71.42, down 122. So not a positive day for hogs when all is said and done. Cotton did well. March cotton up 45 points at 81.15. May was up 45 points at 82.07. Crude oil up. February crude up 56 at 52.92. And gold was up. February gold up $6.40 at 1,836.30. So mixed numbers in the futures markets on Tuesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 29th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auction's 29th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th, Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Winter is mostly insect-free, but there are some that still find a way to bug us. Some info on the insects of winter today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 20th, the 20th day of the year. Apollo astronaut Buzz Aldrin has a birthday, and Ronald Reagan was sworn into office as president on this day 40 years ago. Where are those bugs coming from? Is a question we often hear this time of year. It's not uncommon to find box elder or ladybugs emerging, having found a warm refuge in your home. They're harmless insects, so gently shoo them outdoors or use a vacuum. Squishing will leave a stubborn stain. A more harmful insect, the wood-boring beetle, could be coming from firewood. Never bring firewood indoors until you're ready to burn it. And don't spray insecticide on firewood. Burning treated wood can give off harmful fumes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Just ask it online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 28 degrees in Marysville ahead of sunrise. Middle 50s on a mild high by January standards today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Devion Harmon scored 16 points. Elijah Harkness had 8 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. And Oklahoma beat Kansas State on the hardwood 76-50 last night, handing the Wildcats their 5th straight loss. DeJohn Gordon scored 13 points for Kansas State. The Wildcats will be back in action this Saturday evening with a 7 o'clock tip-off as they'll meet up with the West Virginia Mountaineers. The Minnesota Twins yesterday announced their 2021 minor league coaching staffs, including the staff for their AA affiliate. The Wichita Wind Surge has been invited to be the Twins' AA affiliate if MLB's reorganization of the major leagues is completed next month, as expected. The team will serve as the Twins' AA affiliate for the next 10 years. A quick look at sports for the state of Kansas on your Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett on the Mid-America Sports Network.
Marysville Bulldogs came away from the Jackson Heights Cobras with a 40-26 win, keeping off play for Marysville in the Thunder Classic at Seneca Tuesday. Marysville, a hard-fought first half, had a four-point advantage at halftime. The Bulldogs held a 3 field goals in each the first and second quarters. It was 15-11 MHS. But Marysville slowly opened the lead in the second half, outscoring Jackson Heights 14-6 and 11-9 down the stretch. Led by Gavin Peachell with 10 points, jacketed by their only senior, Dylan Thompson, with 13. Marysville 40, Jackson Heights 26. As the Bulldogs improved to 6-2, Heights falls to 3-4. Jackson Heights fell to host Nemaha Central Monday, 56-28. In first-round play Tuesday, 4th seed Atchison edges 5th seed St. Mary's Academy, 41-40. Top seed St. Mary's over 7th seed Hiawatha, 60-42. Next action Thursday is Hiawatha meets St. Mary's Academy at 4. St. Mary's tips with Atchison at 5:30, and Marysville faces Nemaha Central at 7, live broadcast on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville boys defeat Jackson Heights, tipping off the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville 40, Jackson Heights 26. While Atchison defeated St. Mary's Academy 41-40, St. Mary's took Hiawatha 60-42. In the Twin Valley League Girls Division Consolation Action Tuesday, Lynn beat Axtell 53-23. Troy took Onega 42-41. In boys' play, Washington County over Blue Valley 61-37. The Valley Heights Lynn game canceled due to COVID protocol. A makeup game with Valley Heights Axtell boys is planned Friday at 4:30 at Onega. Centralia boys will withdraw from the tournament due to COVID issues. Clifton Clyde receives a bye to advance to the boys' championship Saturday. Girls' semifinals are Thursday at Frankfort, boys Friday at Onega. We'll have live continuing coverage on KNDY.
KNDY.
Said to me that I ain't being what I'm supposed to be. Well, I don't know, could be true. I know I wasn't always there. Part of you. Things could turn out like they've